Hello, welcome back to another Contemplative Living. I'm your host, Dave Bennett, and we're going to talk about concepts that bring us closer to a peaceful way of living life. And so today, we're going to talk about joy and wonder. So, you know, Spirit once said to me, explore your sense of being and find new doorways to your inner joy and wonder. And that's what we really like to do with this podcast, is to try to find those new doorways into our inner joy, into our inner peace and our wonder, so that we can live a more fulfilled life. You know, Rumi once said, you stepped on the ground and the earth, pregnant with joy, gave birth to infinite blossoms. The cheering spread up to the heaven, and the moon glazed amazed at the stars. That's a sense of wonder. That's what we're really talking about, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right, so we're talking about joy and wonder. Wouldn't it be an amazing world if more of us sought out our own joy, our own peace of being, and we began to live with that as our core, as our base? Well, when we move with joy and love, all can feel it. And when we move with anxiety and fear, all can feel that as well. So it's important to realize that when we step into a room and we come into it with a sense of our true nature, of being in joy and looking at the world with wonder, those around us can feel that. They can, and you've experienced that when you've been around somebody with that bubbly, effervescent energy that has been just so full of joy that you couldn't help but feel it. And that's what we're talking about. We do influence the world around us, and our energy expands out and touches others. And so it's important that we understand that. We don't hide under the covers. No, we go out into the world with our true nature, and we experience life authentically. Joy and wonder lie hidden under the surface most of the time. And it's up to us to look beyond their coverings. When we take a moment to pause and look beyond the coverings of our daily struggles, we begin to see glimpses of the magic that's all around us. You know, the laughter of a child, the colors of a sunset, the smell of freshly mowed grass, even just the feeling of a warmth from a freshly brewed cup of coffee. These small moments, you know, they have the power to bring immense joy and wonder into our lives, if we allow it. So next time you feel overwhelmed or stuck in a rut, remember that joy and wonder are always there, and they're just waiting for us to uncover them. Take a deep breath, and open your eyes wide. Open your eyes wide and allow yourself to be amazed by the simple yet extraordinary things that make life truly, truly special. And come back to joy as soon as you're pulled away. And before long, joy will permeate your heart and mind. You know, we live in a world of circumstances, and we get pulled into it all the time. And many times it pulls us away from our own peace, our own sense of joy and wonder. But what's important is once you recognize that you're no longer in your center, you're no longer in your authentic being, that we take that deep breath and we center and we look with amazed eyes at the world around us and find that joy that's in our heart and bring that back. Come back to that. And the more that we do that, the more that we catch when we're not living in that state and we return to it, that's when we really, really change from a discipline of living in to a state of being in joy. So our hearts are stronger than any anxiety or pain. And finding joy in all we do melts away the stress and heals the heart. As we navigate through the ups and downs of life, it's easy to get caught up. It's easy to get caught up in anxiety and pain. But deep within each of us lies a powerful force, and it's our own hearts. Our hearts are resilient, incredibly resilient, and capable of overcoming any obstacle. When we tap into the strength of our hearts, we find that joy is not far behind. Yeah, joy has an amazing ability to melt away stress. It melts it away and it heals the wounds within. It brings a light even to the darkest corners of our minds and our souls. And it fills us with a sense of wonder and gratitude for all that surrounds us. So live as a soul in wonder, with inspiration in the heart, looking to make something new. You know, I've found that inspiration brings me incredible joy. So it's part of our life's path to find what inspires us. What inspires you? And when you realize what brings you inspiration, you'll find that joy is right there. And in that moment of inspiration, allow it to just envelop you. Allow it to permeate into your being so that you can actually feel it. Physically feel where that inspiration is coming from. And that's your doorway. That's a key to how you experience life. So remember to be inspired and bring that inspiration into everything that you do, because that's where you'll find wonder. And within wonder, we can be explorers. Explorers looking for adventure in life. And if we don't seek adventure, we're allowing our minds to only be half awakened. So with wonder, our world becomes a playground of possibility. Each day offers new opportunities for exploration, for adventure, if we choose to seek it. You know, the mundane can transform into extraordinary, extraordinary. And the ordinary can become extraordinary just with a shift of perspective. When we embrace curiosity and open ourselves up to the unknown, we awaken parts of ourselves that have long, long laid dormant. Our minds are invigorated. Our senses are heightened. And as we venture into uncharted territory, with each new experience comes growth, learning, discovery, you know, and that's the juice. That's the real juice in life, because, you know, we want to be explorers. We want adventure in our lives. So our heart knows the rhythm and can feel the flow of joy and wonder. So let's allow our experiences to show us the magic. You know, we live in a world that can be chaotic and very noisy, and it can be easy to forget the magic that lies in every experience that we encounter. Life is magical. So let us pause, breathe deeply, and allow ourselves to truly immerse in every moment. Yeah. And when we do, we feel our hearts beating in tune with the universe. You know, our hearts are like untamed dancers. Yeah. Untamed dancers instinctively moving to the rhythm of joy, joy and wonder. And remember that that always, always surrounds us. I hope you find the time to come back to joy. And I hope that you have an opportunity to bring that into your day-to-day interactions. Because that's when the magic happens. That's when we feel the magic around us, when we're truly participating in our life and with everyone else. Joanna, I'm glad you could join us today. Thank you. And if you enjoy this podcast, take a moment. Take a moment, look at the links down below, and if you feel moved, it would be really nice if you could donate a few dollars just to help us keep the podcast going. And I want to thank those that have already donated. And I hope you have a blessed, blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.